You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I can show you hundreds of videos in Seattle, New York City, Toronto, but the main videos, Germany, France, Sweden, the UK, where in the last 10 years, as you know, they had open, beautiful Christmas markets. You ever been to Europe? I mean, it is just magic. All the Christmas trees, the songs, the food, the people singing carols. And to the Muslims, it's like a fly to, you know what, or moths to flame. I mean, they come in, see that truck, and they just plow. Men, women, they've killed up to 89 in one attack. And then when one hits, more hit. Now that they put up these barriers, huge barriers up everywhere, without looking, I saw hundreds of videos the last week since the Christmas stuff came out in Europe of the Muslims pissed. Thousands, tens of thousands, marching in, screaming. People get stabbed. People get attacked. They beat people up. They attack. Their favorite thing is to stab babies in the face if they're in a stroller. That's their main target. And they just come stomping in, screaming, yelling, and saying that Christmas is evil, Christmas is bad. You have over 10,000 churches burned in the last decade in Europe. Almost every case is a Muslim. They won't even prosecute most of the time. Same thing in the UK. Now it started in Canada, the United States, Australia, New Zealand. And then you look at the Philippines that the Muslims have been invading for 1,000 years. And you'll see 27 killed at Catholic Church. And then we show you the footage. You know, in fact, I'm going hardcore the next few weeks. I'm going to do a couple hours in the next few days. Just some stabbing, murdering, bombing, throwing people off roofs. We'll provide an hour just to show, because they film it, walking in with machine guns and just shooting Catholics in the Philippines and then grabbing the statue of Jesus and smashing it. And then all the footage in Europe and the U.S. where they come in and threaten the churches. I'm going to kill you as soon as I can. I mean, this is really nice. This is really friendly. This is really sweet. And the left's like, oh, they're mad about Israel. No. They just, some of them use that as the cover, but they got their own flags flying, all this stuff. So some people say, oh, we need to be anti-Israel all the time. You can dislike some things Israel's doing all day long and have problems with Netanyahu. I do. And not want to manipulate our politics and get us into wars. And then they flush the refugees. But it's like, I don't want to be bit by a cobra or a rattlesnake. It's two separate deals. You got a lot of populists and right-wingers literally saying, oh, no, Islam's not a problem. You're an idiot. Get out of your mother's basement. Learn. Wherever you're at, you're not seeing what's going on. My wife last week forgot something she wanted to get at the grocery store. I'd gone to bed early. I usually go to bed about 10 or 11, but I went to bed at like 9. Next morning, she says, I'm really upset. A guy in a bathrobe, you know, the Islamic outfit, she's at H-E-B, and coming out of the thing like 10 o'clock at night, and you know, she's attractive, and she wasn't all dressed up or anything. She said she's wearing yoga pants, and he sees her, you know, under the streetlight right there where she's putting groceries in, and runs up and says, you should not be out here at night. It is not safe for you. Someone could do something to you. You need to go home. You should not be out by yourself. And that's because I got all these imams saying, if a woman's out on her own, unattended, she's fair game. Because she has tempted you and she has committed the crime. And in their countries, they rape you. If you complain, you have committed the sin of adultery. You are executed. I mean, this is a nightmare, folks. Absolute nightmare. And back when I had a French bulldog, and before that, Labradors, I've been so busy, I haven't got another dog since my dog died of cancer. Captain, like 6-7 years ago, I hard to believe it. It's like yesterday. I have repeatedly had Muslims come up to me at parks and say, that is an unclean animal. You really shouldn't have a dog. And they believe they're telling you the right thing. They believe that's an okay thing to do. So It's not as if they're not tolerant. They're trying to conquer us. Yeah, and then the media always, oh, a car, a rogue truck did this, while they scream Allah Akbar and attack the New Orleans events in January of this year. So let's hear from the imams. An Islamic scholar in Europe urges Muslims not to celebrate Christmas, saying they can only drink egg punch. Why, if they hate Christians, do they invade countries? He's saying only if you're posing, because you're allowed to do that in the Quran, as not a Muslim, infiltrate, and you even drink eggnog. Look at this guy. Talking about Christians and others. And then this is just recent footage. She's very angry. She's at a mall and attacks a Christmas tree. And she's saying because it's not Islamic. More footage attacking, tearing down Christmas trees. London, you know, taking over the Christmas event. A couple nights ago, going into the Christmas event, throwing smoke bombs at people. Just goes on and on. I'll show you hours of that. Go ahead and play 68, 47, 34. I just marked these. 35, 38, 3. And then we'll get into some of the other areas. Oh, yeah. Skip over 54. Get to that later. 55. So 55 comes after 3. Because they were doing it in New York a couple nights ago, too. And again, here it's like, oh, we're mad about Palestine. Oh, yeah, right. No. You hate any religions that are not yours. Buddhism, Hinduism, Zoroastrianism, Catholicism, Protestantism. It's in your book that everybody else has to convert or die. And that you can screw 9-year-olds. And if you have sex as a man with another adult man, you get executed. But if it's a boy, it's okay. I mean, come on, people. Come on, people. And the left loves it. In fact, there was clips I thought I sent of like all these liberal women are converting to it and how much they love Islam here in America. And you see the gay pride parades and the trannies going out for Palestine and Islam. I mean, these are Stockholm syndrome to the max. But why are the globalists allied with it? I'll get to that later. We'll continue on for another hour and 20 minutes. This is just a, by the way, this stack I got ready in the last couple weeks. This stack is bigger than all of these combined. This is the imams and their statements and everything. So this is probably 150 things. And I've only gotten about half of these stacks today. So I'm trying here, folks. I'm trying. So let's hear it from the Muslim scholars themselves. And again, oh my gosh, the patriarchy, capitalism, men having jobs, families, nuclear families are bad, but Islam's good. Because Western men have become cucked and have been taught to be emasculated and taught to have Stockholm syndrome, and now literal barbarian age psycho war cult is taking over. Who, by the way, is so incredibly inbred. Like, where are those clips? I know I sent them to you. I've got all these clips where they're like, no, it's good to marry your family. It's good. And then you have the majority of people with birth defects in Europe and the UK are Pakistanis. And it's mainly one group from one region. Where sex slavery is the main business. And women are literally like animals. And they say, no, it's good to marry your family. Because the Quran says so. I mean, do you people understand what we're dealing with? But just on Christmas, let's hear from the Islamists and watch them. This is just Christmas stuff they attack. You know what? This week, I'm going to give you churches all over Europe, all over the Pacific Ocean, all over Africa. We're going to show you them coming into churches in Sudan and Nigeria and just mowing men, shopping malls in Kenya. Problem is, there's just too much. I'm going to just, in fact, I'm going to say, if your discretion advised, it'd be like Faces of Death on steroids. I'm going to show you when they took over Libya, taking the blacks and making them eat dead bodies so they would go to hell under Islam and then blowing their heads off. Giant lines of just people being murdered in mass, them calling them raisin heads in Arabic, black scum. I mean, I'm just going to dig it all up and I'm going to give it all to you. So that left-wing and right-wing worshippers of Islam pecking at me, saying, oh, the Israeli work for them. No, I expose Israel all day, but we're not going to sit there and not cover other major issues. You understand? So let's go ahead and hear what they had to say about Christmas and about Christians. Here it is.
This is a reminder that celebrating Christmas is not halal. Putting up a Christmas tree is not halal. Wishing people a happy Christmas or a Merry Christmas is not halal. Putting up red, white, and green lights or clothing or decoration is not halal. Attending Christmas parties is also not halal. Giving people gifts or presents on Christmas is also not halal. Drinking eggnog is actually halal, unless you're doing it to imitate the non-Muslims. The reason for all of this is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum," that whoever imitates a people, then he is one of them. So as a Muslim, you should be confident in your religion. Be proud that you are Muslim. Don't try to be someone that you are not.
We see that the Christians celebrate the so-called birth of Isa alayhi salam, which is a pagan holiday. These rogue liars make claims against Allah Jalla wa'ala that are mind-blowing, so much so that hearts turn away from. The beginning of every Gregorian year, they make the celebration claiming that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a wife and a child. How can a Muslim after this celebrate, congratulate, intermingle with these kuffar, claiming that Allah Jalla wa'ala has a wife and has a child? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wrath is upon them. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala means, indeed you have brought forth a terrible evil thing. And do not fall, ya ikhwa, for the interfaith nonsense. These people will give khutab and come to the masajid, claiming that the Yahud are not kuffar, the Nasara are not kuffar. No one is kafir. We're all the children of Adam. We worship Allah differently.